Welcome to the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Panorama School Superintendent Sean Holloway.
So this past school year that just wrapped up was kind of one for the books as school districts were having to navigate how they were going to keep their students in school while there was a global pandemic going on. So can you just talk a little bit about how the school year for Panorama went navigating through the pandemic?
Yeah, so, you know, I think if we would look back to the start of the school year, there's just, you know, so many unknowns, really. And, you know, we put a lot of things in place, a lot of, you know, just mitigation strategies that we felt comfortable with, tried to pair that with, you know, really what our community, what we felt they wanted, and then just tried to make the best of it. And a year later, or a school year later, you can look back and say, well, you know, ultimately, you know, I think you plan for the worst, hope for the best. And I think we were closer to the hoping for the best side of things in terms of how it ended up, and, you know, which is a really good thing. So our kids were in person, you know, every day. We didn't have to shut down, you know, at any point during the school year. I think we had one classroom that went virtual for a few days just based on a little bit of an outbreak in the fall. But, you know, looking back on the year, really, you could say it was pretty darn normal in terms of, you know, what the kids experienced was at school on a daily basis.
Now, in terms of the school year itself, you know, what were some of those most difficult changes and adaptations for the students or the staff or teachers to really navigate through the pandemic?
Yeah, I think probably the biggest one for our teaching staff was, especially at the beginning of the year, I mean, we just felt like we needed to be ready to be able to, if at any point a student wasn't able to be in school or, you know, was quarantined, then, you know, we needed to be able to still provide them education. And so, you know, really, I think our teachers were planning face-to-face lessons as well as virtual lessons, which obviously is, you know, something they weren't accustomed to doing and, you know, creates a forward and, you know, just a different learning environment. And so, you know, that was probably the biggest piece for teaching staff. And, you know, then for students, I just think really the unknown. And when you're quarantining and different things like that, you know, it can quickly be, you know, you just kind of get caught in the, you know, wrong place at the wrong time type of thing, you know, with quarantine. So, you know, we would have kids that, you know, weren't in school that, you know, maybe were sitting eating lunch next to someone that tested positive. And so, you know, then they were out a couple of weeks. And I mean, for kids that can obviously cause some stress and school's going on, and then they're having to learn virtually, you know, which is also not what they're accustomed to doing. So I just think that virtual learning piece was probably the biggest hurdle or object that we really had to be prepared for, both on the student teacher side.
In terms of that virtual learning piece, you know, a lot of teachers had to, you know, learn how to virtual lesson plan or, you know, create a virtual lesson plan for students. Now, is this something that Panorama may look to include in the future, even if there isn't a pandemic going on?
Well, I think, you know, the classroom organization piece of that, yes. I think we have, you know, staff that see the benefit of being able to, you know, have material online, be able to communicate with their class on a virtual level, that will for sure continue to do that. There are some, I think, positives that long term that, you know, will come out of that in terms of classroom organization and utilizing technology, those types of things.
Now, as a superintendent, what would you like to say to the students and the staff and the teachers, you know, for really forging on and getting through this different year?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. You know, one that just kind of makes you smile or chuckle a little bit, because I think there's just times where you're just trying to get through it, and that's okay. And at the end of it, you know, you look back and say, just getting through it was a huge accomplishment. And I think that's kind of where we were as a staff at the end of the school year was, I look back at last summer and, you know, the start of our school year, and I think the missing piece was at the beginning of the school year, that normal excitement wasn't there because there was so much concern about the pandemic and what it was or wasn't going to be or do to us as a district. And, you know, so you didn't get that normal cycle of end of a school year, going into the summer, and being excited about the beginning of the school year. And so that, I think, created just a pretty long period of time where it was tough mentally and, you know, emotionally for students and staff. Really, at the end of this school year, one of the things we talked about is, you know, going into this summer, the next part's going to be, it's normal, and So our focus can be on how do we get better at teaching and learning, and what do we want to do in those regards for next year versus how many kids can sit at a lunchroom table? How many hand sanitizer machines do we need? What protocol do you need when you sign out in the office? I mean, all those things that you had to put in place last year, so little was dealing with education. And so it's nice to be able to get back to education and teaching and learning.
Throughout this school year, you know, athletics were still going on, but they might have been a little bit different. They got canceled if someone was quarantined or a team had a positive COVID test. But Panther Athletics, specifically here at the end of the season, had a couple of good performances, namely at the state track and field championships. You know, how do you feel about Panther Athletics and how they persevered throughout this COVID year?
I think, like a lot of smaller districts, the activity side of it is very important to our community and our students, whether that be fine arts or speech and drama, and as well as athletics. And so all those kids that are involved in all different types of activities really are what help make a system what it is. And yeah, it was super fun, you know, to watch the girls track team. Jaden Sellers was state champion in 100 and 200. We had a couple other relays that placed at the state meet. We had an individual, Abby Cobb, make it to state golf, you know, and now we're into summer sports where, you know, we're looking for big things from our baseball and softball team. So, yeah, you know, I mean, again, for the kids, you know, it was different for activities this year. I mean, last fall that started with parents driving their student athletes to ball games, you know, only wanting a certain number of kids on a bus, you know, at times having a face mask on the sideline or on the bench. You know, it might mean not having an in-person concert, but having it live streamed. So across the board, in terms of all of our activities, it obviously was a different looking year, but I think to students' credit and staff credit, right, is they wanted to perform and at the end of the day would do what it took to be able to do that. Again, whether that was live streamed event or playing in front of a very sparse crowd. So kids are resilient, but that's obviously an added stressor on their plate.
You know, just kind of one last question. What should people expect from the school year once it comes back around in August?
Our mantra is going to be we're going to try to do things as normal as possible. I think both our elementary and secondary building, you know, the things that we did this year that we liked because of the pandemic, but we liked the way it worked or, you know, maybe helped the flow of the day better or, you know, just became a better system. So some of that will stay in place. But really, as we go forward, you know, obviously we have to follow CDC guidelines, but I think, you know, at this point, they're in a place where school can look normal at Panorama, and that's really what the goal will be.
And that was our conversation with Panorama School Superintendent Sean Holloway. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. We would like to thank Sean for joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program.